Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, I have a question. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of food?
I like Mexican food the most.
Okay, well, what do you like most about it?
I like the seasoning and ingredients used in Mexican food. I love spicy chili and fresh tacos. What about you, Erin? What's your favorite type of food?
Well, one of my favorite types of food is the one we're going to be talking about today, Greek food.
Really? Greek food? I think I like it too. Have you ever traveled there?
I haven't, but I might start planning a trip there after reading this article.
And you can have as much Greek food as you want in Greece. You know what? Traveling is always my favorite thing to do. Why don't we start our article now?
Reading. Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain loves food and traveling to other countries to try their food. In recent years, the former chef has been going abroad to find adventure and the most authentic dishes he can. His journey is the focus of TLC's show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. On the first episode of the show's new season,Bourdain travels to Greece in the summer. He's on the island of Naxos, which Greek mythology claims is the home of Zeus, the mightiest of the gods. Bourdain comes to the island with Lambros, who owns a bar in Athens. Lambros explains that the majority of Greek people like to visit the islands to relax. It certainly helps them forget that Greece is going through an economic crisis.Bourdain doesn't want to think too much about Greece's economy. Instead, he plans to relax, nap, and eat on the beautiful island. His idea of a perfect vacation is to stay put and do nothing. Here on Naxos, he can choose to be peacefully ignorant of the rest of the world.
Today's article begins by saying,Anthony Bourdain loves food and traveling to other countries to try their food.
Traveling and trying each country's local food, what a wonderful way to enjoy one's life. Do you ever travel to a country just to try its food?
I do, in fact. I traveled to Japan at Chinese New Year with the goal of eating everything I could.
Did you have a lot of good Japanese foods?
Every single bite. But let's get back to the article. It says, in recent years, the former chef has been going abroad to find adventure and the most authentic dishes he can. We're going to look at our first vocabulary word today, the noun adventure, which is spelled A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E, adventure.An adventure is an exciting experience in which dangerous or unusual things happen. For example, Nick is traveling to South America next week, and he's excited about the adventure.
Adventure 名词，冒险经历。我们可以跟家人或朋友们去冒险。We can go on an adventure or have an adventure together with our family or friends. 之后呢，我们还可以写成一篇冒险故事 ，an adventure story.
Okay, so he travels around looking for exciting things and eating authentic food. What does it mean by authentic food, though?
Authentic 是一个形容词，代表真实的、可靠的。Authentic food 指的就是当地原创的美食。另外，再造两个例句给同学，让各位更了解如何应用 authentic 这个字。We are trying to look for the authentic manuscript of the book. 我们正试着找寻这本书真正的手稿。找到之后呢，我们就可以证明我们的研究结果是可靠的。Once we find it, we can prove that the result of our study is authentic. Okay, let's go back to our article to find the most authentic dishes.
Okay, well, the best part of Anthony Bourdain's adventures is that we can join them too.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, his journey is the focus of TLC's show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown.
TLC, Travel and Living Channel, 旅游生活频道. I love to watch the shows on this channel, and sometimes I watch his shows. Have you ever watched his shows?
I have. In fact, I watched one where he came to Taiwan.
Ooh.
But he's going somewhere different in this show. The article says, on the first episode of the show's new season, Bourdain travels to Greece in the summer.
The first episode, 也就是第一集，美国的影集当中呢是有分季的，第一季 season 1, 第二季 season 2, 每季里的集数呢大约相同，通常是10到20个 episodes。
Okay, so Greece is a pretty cool country, and not just for its great food. The article tells us he's on the island of Naxos, which Greek mythology claims is the home of Zeus, the mightiest of the gods.
We see the adjective mighty here. It's spelled M-I-G-H-T-Y, mighty. Mighty means that something or someone is very strong and powerful.
Let's use the adjective mighty in an example sentence. The soldiers knew they would never win a battle against the king's mighty army.
Mighty, 形容词，强大的，强而有力的。文章中呢，以形容词最高级 the mightiest 出现。同学们有没有发现呢？如果我们把 mighty 字尾的 y 去掉，我们会看到 might 这个助动词可能。但同学们小心哦。Might 还可以当作名词，就是力量的意思。So Anthony Bourdain is on the island of Naxos、mm-hmm. in Greek mythology. 在希腊神话当中，这里是天神 Zeus 宙斯的家。
Now, like usual, Bourdain has found someone to show him what to do and where to eat. The article says Bourdain comes to the island with Lambros.Who owns a bar in Athens?
旅游时呢，有地陪真的很不错。It's always better to find someone who can tell you what to do.
I agree. Local people always know where the best food is, too. Now, let's find out what Lambros tells Bourdain. The article says...Lambros explains that the majority of Greek people like to visit the islands to relax. Now, here we see the noun majority. It's spelled M-A-J-O-R-I-T-Y, majority. A majority means most of the people or things in a group. For example, there are 12 students in my English class, and the majority of them are girls.
Majority?大多数 The majority of 后面加一群人代表的是这群人当中的大多数大部分等于 most of 那相反呢少数少部分我们说 minority The minority of 后面加一群人也就是一群人当中的少数少部分了那如果今天你要讲的是一群人当中的一些我们可以说 some of or a few of、
mm-hmm.
那如果我们要讲的是很少几乎没有我们可以用 few of 来说
Okay, so most of the people who travel to Naxos are going there to relax or to rest. Let's find out why. The article says it certainly helps them forget that Greece is going through an economic crisis.Now, we see the phrase go through here. To go through something means to experience a difficult or unpleasant situation. In an example sentence, we could say, Ella's father just died, so her family is going through a hard time right now.
Go through, 文章当中啊，当的是经历。后面加一件困难的事情，那这边跟同学们补充哦 ，go through 呢也可以是仔细查看或是法案通过的意思。我每天早上都查看我的电子邮件 ，I go through my emails every morning。不幸的是，这项法案没有通过。Unfortunately, the bill didn't go through.
Okay, so next we saw the adjective economic, which is spelled E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C, economic. The adjective economic describes things that are related to business, money, or the economy. For example, many tourists have started visiting the city, so it has seen some economic growth.
Economic 是一个形容词，代表经济的。Economic crisis 文章当中提到的就是经济危机。那如果今天没有经济危机，我们有经济上的成长 ，economic growth。这些用法呢，全部都跟一个地区的经济 economy 有关系。那经济学怎么说呢 ？Economics。
Okay, we also saw the noun crisis here. Crisis is spelled C-R-I-S-I-S, crisis, and it's a bad situation that you need to fix quickly to avoid more bad things happening in the future. For example, this country is facing a water crisis. There hasn't been enough rain to water crops or provide drinking water.
Crisis, 危机 economic crisis, 经济危机 political crisis, 政治危机 when something is in crisis, 代表某事在危机之中 his business is in crisis, so he's trying very hard to save it.
Mm-hmm. So we know that Greece has been having a lot of problems with its economy, but Bourdain is focused on his holiday.The article says Bourdain doesn't want to think too much about Greece's economy. I think even if you're on holiday, you should be aware of what's going on in the country you're in. It's important to learn about that country's problems and learn about its people. But it's always nice to go on vacation to escape from stress, so maybe that's what Bourdain wants to do here.
Well, he's a foreigner in Greece,、mm-hmm. so like you said, he went there just for vacation. But actually, when we travel, it's always good to pay attention to what's going on in the country we're in.
Mm-hmm. So let's find out what Bourdain is interested in. The article says, instead, he plans to relax, nap, and eat on the beautiful island.
That doesn't sound like a bad plan.
That's true. It does sound nice. In fact, the article says his idea of a perfect vacation is to stay put and do nothing. Now we're going to take a quick break here to find out what today's shortcut for you, stay put, means.
Shortcut for you.
This is it. The thieves are around this corner.
I'm ready to get them.
No. There could be more nearby. You should stay put here and wait for them.
Stay put? What should I put here?
To stay put means to not go anywhere.
Gotcha. Stay put is 留在原地不动
That's right. Stay put. I need you to watch out for other thieves.
Oh, but I don't think there are any more out there.
Who knows? Just stay put, okay?
Fine. Hey, who are those people running away?
The thieves! Hey, what are you doing? Let's go.
You told me to stay put.
Stop that. Let's go catch them.
Well, Bourdain is going to find it easy to stay put on Naxos. The article says, here on Naxos, he can choose to be peacefully ignorant of the rest of the world. We've got our last vocabulary word for today here, the adverb peacefully, which is spelled P-E-A-C-E-F-U-L-L-Y, peacefully.Peacefully means that something is done in a quiet or calm way, without worry or excitement. Let's use it in a sentence. Isabel smiled as she watched her daughter sleeping peacefully.
Peacefully, 副词平静地。那如果呢，我们看到左半边 P-E-A-C-E 这个字呢 ,peace 就是名词和平平静。字尾加上 F-U-L, peaceful, 形容词和平的平静的。
Okay, so the article says that Bourdain can choose to be peacefully ignorant. What does the adjective ignorant mean?
Ignorant, 不知道的。如果是负面一些些的解释就是无知的。那它的动词呢 ignore, ignore, 就是忽视的意思。 So basically he wants to stay there、
mm-hmm.
without doing and knowing what is happening in the rest of the world.
Okay, well now we know that we know all about Bourdain's perfect vacation, let's get to our For You chat to find out about yours.
For You chat.
Okay, so we just finished hearing all about Anthony Bourdain's perfect vacation,、
mm-hmm.
but now it's time for our For You chat. So our question today is, what is your idea of a perfect vacation? Explain.
I love this question、
mm-hmm.
because I like to travel a lot.
Okay.
When I go on vacation, whether I can totally relax or not is my top priority.
Okay.
Nothing is more important than being able to empty my mind、
mm-hmm.
from my work、
mm-hmm.
and stop me from thinking about anything from、in my life.
Okay. Okay.
Next, when I travel in summer,、
mm-hmm.
the place I go to needs to have beaches、
right.
for me to lie down、mm-hmm. and enjoy the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Local food comes the third.
Okay.
Traveling summer to an island with beaches everywhere and lying down on the sand with delicious local food make a perfect vacation for me.
Oh, that does sound very nice.
And I want to go travel right now. What about you, Erin?
Well, it depends how long I have for my vacation. So, if I havejust a week,、
mm-hmm.
I like to go somewhere with a nice beach so I can do like you. I can just lie in the sand, read a book, eat some delicious seafood.、but if I have a longer vacation,、
mm-hmm.
like 2 or 3 weeks or even a month, I like to travel to a country and really experience that country. So I like to...take a lot of trains, I like to travel slowly,、
mm-hmm.
go to a new city for 2 or 3 days. I like to try all the food, see how the local people live there, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
I guess, no, it's kind of different. I like both, but it depends how much...I guess, time I get to really spend there.、
Mm-hmm. So if you have a short vacation,、
mm-hmm.
which place would you prefer to go?
I guess I'd say probably like somewhere near Taiwan, so、
mm-hmm.
Thailand.
Thailand! I、mm-hmm. love Thailand.
Or Bali in、mm-hmm. Indonesia, somewhere with a really nice beach. But if I have a longer time,、
mm-hmm.
I like to go to...places that people don't usually travel.
For example?
Well, I took a really long trip to Russia 1 year.
Russia?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I've never been to Russia before.
Yeah, and I like to go a little bit farther, maybe New Zealand or、
mm-hmm.
Australia or maybe somewhere farther in Asia, like Nepal or Tibet, something like that.
Mm, cool.
Mm.
I would like to go to South America if I have、
Ooh.
A longer vacation.
Interesting. Well, what about you guys? What's your idea of the perfect vacation? Talk about it with your friends and your classmates, but for today, that's all we have time for. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown.Anthony Bourdain loves food and traveling to other countries to try their food. In recent years, the former chef has been going abroad to find adventure and the most authentic dishes he can. His journey is the focus of TLC's show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. On the first episode of the show's new season, Bourdain travels to Greece in the summer.He's on the island of Naxos, which Greek mythology claims is the home of Zeus, the mightiest of the gods. Bourdain comes to the island with Lambros, who owns a bar in Athens. Lambros explains that the majority of Greek people like to visit the islands to relax. It certainly helps them forget that Greece is going through an economic crisis. Bourdain doesn't want to think too much about Greece's economy.Instead, he plans to relax, nap, and eat on the beautiful island. His idea of a perfect vacation is to stay put and do nothing. Here on Naxos, he can choose to be peacefully ignorant of the rest of the world. Vocabulary Review.
Adventure. The traveler went looking for a lost city and adventure deep in the mountains. Mighty. The mighty god Thor can control thunder and lightning to fight his enemies. Majority. Greg says the majority of people living in his hometown are farmers. Economic. Many people hope the economic situation will get better so they can have higher paying jobs. Crisis. There was a water crisis when it didn't rain for almost a year. Peacefully. Most people in this small village live peacefully. There are few fights or problems.